Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code, please?
55429.
55249, thank you.
55429.
55429?
Yeah.
First and last name?
Tambaswale.
What is your shipping address for security purposes, please? What is your shipping address for security purposes, please?
5841 73rd Avenue North, Apartment 207, Brooklyn Park, Minnesota, 55429.
Thank you. I see an order was in on February 6th for $7.95 for the Wi-Fi booster. How can I assist you?
Okay. I did a survey. You sent me a survey from Home Depot. I'm sorry, I went in there and I did a survey. And you voluntarily gave me free gift. I can pick one. And I pick one. Okay, the fast boost or booster or whatsoever. I pick it. And you told me, say, I should pay the shipping fees only, $7.95. I used my damn debit card, and I paid for it. Then you tell me you charge me for the booster, $56.95. You put my money back. I want my money back into my account.
When you placed order on February 6th, yes, you paid $7.95 for the Wi-Fi booster.
For the shipping, that's what they asked me for.
Correct, for shipping and handling?
Yes.
In the terms and policies, though, it advised you that you had a trial to call in and cancel. Your trial starts on February 6th and expired February...
Okay, you cancel it right now. Put my money back. I don't want it.
On February 8th. On February 9th.
I don't want it. I didn't
Sir,
see it. I
are you
going
to allow me to finish speaking, please?
My money, I work too hard for my money, man.
Your trial starts on February 6th and expired on February 8th. On February 9th, we billed you for the item. Automatically, the charge is valid due to terms and policies that you have to accept for the order to go through. If you don't accept the terms and policies, the order would have never got sent out to you for the first time.
I don't want it at all. I don't want it again.
And the product has already been shipped out. We cannot stop a shipment when it has already been sent out. If you'd like to continue with the membership, we can apply a 35% discount on all future charges.
Why you try to fake people? Why you try to fake people to steal from people? Why you do these things? Why?
I do apologize, sir. The terms and policies were overlooked when you're...
It's a criminal behavior. I never saw any contract that say on February 8th, you must call in to cancel. I never saw it.
I understand that you're saying that you didn't saw that information, but that is the information that you accepted when you placed the order. If you don't accept our terms and policies...
I didn't read it.
I understand that you're saying that you didn't read it, but it is on there where you placed the order. I apologize for the terms. I apologize that the terms and policies were overlooked. If you'd like to continue with the account, we can apply a 50% discount.
I saw all the other ones there. I answered it correctly. I saw all the other ones there. I answered it correctly. I didn't overlook it. But this particular one, I overlook it.
The only thing that I could do is get your account canceled. Automatically, the charge is valid. You'll receive an email confirmation stating that your account is canceled. Is there something else I can assist you with?
Will my money be refunded?
The charge is valid.
The charge is valid?
Yes, sir.
You're fucking ass.
If you keep talking to me in that language, I will disconnect the call.
Yeah, because you're damn criminals.
It's everything is stated to you where you place the order. Your account is canceled.
You're a criminal.
You'll receive an email confirmation.
I'm sorry, I give you my debit card number. You're criminals.
Your account is
you
canceled.
If you charge my card again, if you charge my card again next time, the very next time you charge my card again,
just to recap, your account is canceled to prevent all future charges. You'll receive an email confirmation stating that. Is there something else I can assist you with?
I'm going to go to hell, man.
Thank you for calling customer care. I hope you have a wonderful day, sir.
You go.